In what was billed as a political showdown, President Bush and California Governor Gray Davis met for less than an hour yesterday on the topic of energy. For several weeks, Davis and the Bush administration have been trading accusations over California's electricity crisis. The meeting did little to erase differences between the two. The president and the governor did find a few points of agreement in what was described as a cordial encounter. From Los Angeles, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Democrats charge that President Bush has been avoiding California, in part because it voted overwhelmingly against him, in part because they claim he doesn't want to get involved in the state's messy electricity crisis. Before getting serious, in a speech yesterday before the Los Angeles World Affairs Council, the president joked about making the first trip of his presidency to the nation's most populous state.
Some people says, well, what brings you out here? Well, there's a lot of reasons, and one that's particularly profound. My cat lives here.
His cat Ernie moved in with a friend in Los Angeles when the Bushes moved into the White House, and the president reported Ernie already has an agent. But Mr. Bush then turned to the electricity crisis, and with Governor Davis sitting nearby, the president pointedly denounced what he has termed name-calling over the power shortage.
But for too long, too often, too many have wasted energy, pointing fingers and laying blame. Energy is a problem that requires action, not politics, not excuses, but action.
And although much of the administration's energy plan involves new oil and gas drilling and expansion of nuclear power, the president yesterday spoke mostly about conservation and protecting the environment, popular themes in California. But when it came to his biggest difference with Governor Davis, the imposition of federal price caps on wholesale electricity, Mr. Bush stood firm.
At first blush, for those struggling to pay high energy bills, price caps may sound appealing. But their result will ultimately be more serious shortages, and therefore even higher prices.
Governor Davis has led the charge for price caps, which the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is permitted to impose on power generators if it finds their wholesale prices are not just and reasonable. But the commission, known as the FERC, has agreed only to very limited caps, and Davis said after his meeting with the president that he wants more action.
I explained to the president that if he were governor, he, like I, would be doing everything within his power to fight for the 34 million people in California who are getting a raw deal.
Davis said he's planning to file a lawsuit against the FERC for failing to discharge its legal obligations, even though another suit by California officials against the commission was rejected by an appeals court yesterday. Davis also suggested that the Democratic takeover of the U.S. Senate could lead to hearings on why energy producers, many of them from Texas, have been charging such high prices.
I'm looking forward to working with the newly constituted United States Senate to make sure that the problems of California and the West, and conceivably New York City, get a full airing and people understand precisely what is going on.
Davis did thank the president for helping to streamline the federal approval process for new power plants. But with the governor now facing a potentially tough re-election battle next year due to the crisis, and the president getting low marks in polls for his handling of the shortage, the partisan accusations back and forth seem certain to continue. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.